Public advocate Bill de Blasio joined Rockaway homeowners and members of New York Communities for Change at City Hall today to call on Mayor Bloomberg to do mold remediation in the Rockaways and reimburse those who paid out of pocket. WBAI's Linda Perry was at City Hall and files this report.
It's unbelievable. It's outrageous, and it's literally an abrogation of their responsibilities.
Public advocate Bill de Blasio is one of many officials denouncing the House of Representatives for not acting on the Hurricane Sandy aid package.
I don't think we have a previous example of a disaster of this magnitude hitting one of the most populous parts of the country and then being ignored by the Congress. It's literally unacceptable, and it will hurt all of the American people if New York and New Jersey don't recover fully.
It's the scenario of two New Yorks, one the well-heeled, optimistic vision of New Year's Eve revelers at Times Square splashed on screens throughout the country, and the other, visions of utter devastation from Superstorm Sandy, where 305,000 housing units and more than 265,000 businesses in New York were destroyed by the hurricane. Amelia Adams is with New York Community for Change, a nonprofit which organizes in middle and low-income neighborhoods around housing, education, and workers' rights.
As we've noticed, you actually really need to knock on someone's door and go into their house to see what's really going on.
And what they found is mold. They are one of a few groups which went into the Rockaways and knocked on thousands of doors, collecting 1,200 surveys from residents. They followed this up with a survey last week and a new report called How the City Has Failed Sandy Victims in the Rockaways.
Out of the residents who had wet sheetrock, 81% still have wet sheetrock or paid for it to be removed. 65% of the people have mold or paid for that mold removal.
In addition, 18% of residents are still not in their homes. 9% are without electricity. And in the cold that has struck our city, 29% are without heat. New York Communities for Change, along with the public advocate and Rockaway residents, call on the Bloomberg administration to do mold remediation and to reimburse residents who contracted out to have mold removed.
I think it's just appalling that we're leaving our residents in the Rockaways who were devastated by the storm to either fend for themselves or actually just leave them hanging when the FEMA can actually reimburse for this. Our mayor has yet to act on that. And this is why we're out here today, to call on the city to actually come up with a mold remediation program.
Javier Torres lives in the Rockaways.
We're still being affected to this day. 2 months later, our house is completely covered in mold. We're still waiting on money from the insurance companies, help from wrap repairs. Our house is still devastated. It's still in the same state it was since October 29th. Can the city follow through with it and help these people out? Our family truly needs the help. And I'm pretty sure I speak for everyone that knows me in Rockaway and all the families that I know that are still in the same situation, and I speak on their behalf also.
To further emphasize the problem, de Blasio holds a large poster of mold inside a home, which reappeared after wet sheetrock was removed.
It's very important to understand the mold problem has been plaguing New York City before Sandy. This is something that's being understood more and more as a problem for families all over the city, whether they are homeowners or live in public housing or in a rental apartment, that if mold takes hold, it has huge negative impacts on a family's health. And if it's not addressed, it keeps growing. And this is crucial to understand. This is not a static problem. You know, the storm did so much damage in so many ways. But in many cases, when the damage was done, that's where it stopped and the process of rebuilding and recovering began. But with mold, the crisis not only continues, it expands, threatening the health of families. It can go from apartment to apartment in a public housing building, for example. This has to be addressed aggressively. If you don't address it aggressively, more and more people get sick, more and more homes and apartments can't be lived in.
As it is now, there is no city, state, or federal regulation for mold removal. There is no registry to monitor the health of residents and volunteers involved in the cleanup. No regulation of standards for reentry to mold-filled homes and businesses after mold removal. And there's no real recognition that the city is experiencing an enormous health crisis. De Blasio proposed a four-step program.
The city should create a mold remediation program, get to these families in need, and then would have the option of FEMA reimbursement. So it would be paid for with federal dollars. Second, an inspection program, so that we know which homes are actually secure and healthy and the mold is finished and done with versus those where there's an ongoing problem so we can focus our resources effectively. Third, a hotline. Right now, if you want to find out what to do about your mold problem, you can call 311 and they'll send you a fact sheet. But again, for most New Yorkers with this problem, the solution could cost thousands of dollars they don't have, and it's a difficult and complicated solution. What we need is a hotline with real experts. And finally, a health surveillance network. This is the kind of approach that was undertaken after 9/11. A voluntary network of individuals in the affected areas working with hospitals and clinics to monitor the extent of the health problems created so we can really focus resources on where the need is greatest so we can watch to see if the problem is being solved or not.
The public advocate says Mayor Bloomberg turns a blind eye to the mold problem, and it gets worse. Bloomberg says the city is doing what it can and has things under control. But that's not good enough for residents living in the midst of ruin, suffering poor health from the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.